USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for his big election kickoff, President Trump spoke about the increasing tension with Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said point blank,
President Trump does not want war.
He was visiting Central Command headquarters in Florida. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and South Korea, Chris Hill, says there's a need for Trump to talk with allies in Europe.
I would hope that if they are involved, that we don't see any more involvement. That would be a first step. I would think, too, that we should have some consultations between the U.S. and its allies, because its allies, especially in Europe, are not very happy about this whole situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump kicks off his 2020 campaign at a rally in Orlando. He spoke of Hillary Clinton, the media, and the economy.
Our economy is the envy of the world. Perhaps the greatest economy we've had in the history of our country.
He also thanked his supporters, who are 20,000 strong inside the Amway Center.
It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement because of you. A great movement.
Another key member of the Trump administration is leaving. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan withdrew from the formal confirmation process, even as tensions with Iran continue to escalate. Recently revealed court and police records showed there was domestic violence surrounding his divorce. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 353 points, the S&P up 28, and the Nasdaq up 109. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's deleting his Twitter account just 10 months after the use of the social media site landed him in trouble with U.S. regulators. He changed his Twitter display name on Father's Day to Daddy.com, which is an existing website that provides parenting information to new and expecting fathers. Musk got in trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission in August for tweets about taking the company private and saying he had secured funding to do so with no evidence to back that up. Musk and Tesla each paid $20 million to settle with the SEC. As part of the court settlement, Musk is required to have Twitter posts approved by a company lawyer if they have the potential to affect the company's stock. It's going to be a tough year for people who make their living from seafood in Louisiana and Mississippi. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Floods from the Midwest are killing oysters and driving crabs, shrimp, and finfish out of the bays and marshes along the Gulf Coast into saltier waters where they can survive. One waterman says on a scale of 1 to 10, they are now 9.5 destroyed. Many species that depend on a brackish mix of fresh and saltwater and coastal estuaries are decamping as this year's huge floods flush in fresh water laden with pollution from farms and cities in the Mississippi River Basin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.